Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Chief Minister Nipiru expressed happiness after meeting and interacting with the President of India, Draupadi Murmu, at New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Rio thanked the President for her continued support and guidance. The Chief Minister said that the government remains committed to constructive engagement and fostering progress through coordinated efforts. The Election Commission of India has appointed two observers for the upcoming vice presidential election. Additional Secretary of Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Sushil Kumar Lohani, and Additional Secretary of Ministry of Finance, D. Anandan, have been appointed as observers. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. A report.
The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Thangkar, who tendered his resignation last month, citing health reasons. This will be the 17th vice presidential election. The vice president is elected by an electoral college, which consists of the members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. NDA has chosen CP Radhakrishnan as its vice presidential candidate, while the opposition India bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 passed by Parliament highlights his government's commitment towards making India a hub for gaming, innovation and creativity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government will encourage e-sports and online social games. He added that the bill will save society from the harmful effects of online money games. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the monsoon session of Parliament was extremely fruitful for the country and the government. Briefing media at Parliament House after completion of the session in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said many new MPs were not allowed to speak in Parliament and the opposition itself is responsible for this.
देश के लिए और सरकार के दृष्टि से ये मानसून सत्र बहुत उपयोगी सत्र रहा है लेकिन ऑपोजिशन MPs विशेष करके जो नए MPs है उसको बोलने का मौका नहीं मिला उसका जिम्मेदार है ऑपोजिशन पार्टी के खुद नेता लोग हाउस को इतना डिस्टर्ब किया इम्पोर्टेंट बिल्स पे जितना टाइम एलोटेड था उसमें भी चर्चा में भाग नहीं लिया.
The Deputy Commissioner of Zunebondo has warned against unauthorized individuals illegally offering Aadhaar-related services in the district. A public notice issued by Deputy Commissioner Dharam Raj yesterday made it clear that providing Aadhaar services without proper registration under UIDAI guidelines and without the officer's approval is strictly prohibited. The notice cautioned that individuals found engaging in such illegal activities will be dealt with firmly under the relevant provisions of the law. Citizens have been urged to remain alert and report any suspicious or unauthorized Aadhaar service providers to the DC's office for immediate action. The Administrative Training Institute, ATI Kohima, conducted a training program on office procedures and management with faculty from the Institute of Secretariat Training and Management, ISTM, Department of Personnel and Training, New Delhi. The training was attended by 9 Nagaland Civil Service Officers and 18 Nagaland Secretariat Service Officers with Deputy Director, ISTM, Jitender Bhatti, as the resource person. At the concluding session, Director General of ATI, V. Shashank Shekhar, urged officers to use their knowledge and experience for public welfare. The officer trainees shared various suggestions, including the possibility of providing creche facilities for administrative officers with young children, strengthening grassroots administrative structures, and leveraging internet-based technologies to enhance transparency and efficiency in governance, among others. And the Gorkha community in Kohima observed the 34th Nepali Bhasha Manyata Divas on Wednesday, marking the inclusion of Nepali in the age schedule of the Indian Constitution on the same date in 1992. The event was organized by the Gorkha Sahitya Kala Sanstha Kohima, GSKSK, under the aegis of the Gorkha Public Panchayat Kohima. Speaking as the special guest, Dr. Gopal Chhetri emphasized that language is core to identity, urging the community to preserve and promote Nepali among the youth amidst growing global influences. He also called for support for Nepali literature, education and the establishment of a research institute. GSKSK member Upasana Sharma highlighted the historic significance of the day, recalling the decades-long struggle that led to the constitutional recognition of the Nepali language in India. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.